This is your host, Michelle, and you're listening to Old TV with a New Twist. Let's see what classic television show we're watching and talking about this month. Everyone, and welcome to episode 72 of Old TV with a New Twist. Tonight, I want to welcome my co-host and my daughter, Eden.
Hi.
How you doing, Eden?
I'm doing great.
I'm
glad to be back.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Guess how many times you have co-hosted with me?
That's a really good question. Golly. It at the same time, it feels like a lot, but not a lot. It doesn't feel like we've been doing it that long. But it also seems like 100. I'll say 10.
Ha!
It's more.
18.
18. Man, I'm really putting into work. I'm carrying this podcast on my back. Dang.
18. But now the last time you did it, though, was July, which was 8 months ago.
Wow. Okay. See, that feels. What did I do in July?
Behind the scenes of The Price is Right.
Okay. Wow.
Then before that, it was April.
So yeah, almost a year since I've done an actual episode that I've had to watch. So because I didn't watch a show for The Price is Right.
You were on,
I was on the show. No, but I guess I watched Eight is Enough with Gino.
Yeah.
So I've been watching along with the podcast.
Sure.
I just haven't watched and podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And Soap is the last one that I did, Soap, which is where Benson is from.
Which is perfect because we are doing today Benson, which is a spinoff of Soap and was requested by our listener and our Facebook group member, James Gow.
Hi, now, James.
James, this is for you.
I'm not going to lie, James. I had to look up Soap because I didn't remember what Soap was about or who was on it.
But remember now.
Once I looked it up, I remembered it's the rich family, the not so rich family.
Crazy Benson. People.
Yes, exactly. Crazy people. Yes. So I did remember, but yeah.
But do you remember when we were podcasting about Soap and I said, now one person on this cast got a spinoff. Do you know who? And you guessed.
I guessed Benson.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was the funniest.
Yeah.
He was the most interesting for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, in his own way.
Now, this show ran for 7 seasons from 1979 to 1986, 158 episodes.
Okay.
And it's interesting. It was on the air for 7 years. Soap was only on the air 4 years.
Wow. Look at Benson go.
Yeah. Now, it was created and written by Susan Harris, who is also responsible for The Golden Girls.
Oh, wow.
And The Golden Girls spinoff, Empty Nest.
Okay.
And the Empty Nest spinoff, Nurses.
Okay. I did not know that all those came from Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I've never heard of those. So,
Golden Girls starring Betty White, by the way.
Yeah.
Got to get my Betty White mention in. Yes. Okay. So the premise of this show. I'll tell you what happens in this episode. In this spinoff of Soap, Benson, the butler, was sent by his employer, Jessica Tate, to her cousin, Jean Gatling, a lovable idiot who somehow got to be elected governor, to help him get his household in order. Benson gets opposition from the governor's chief of staff, who does not like him, and from Gretchen Krause, the head housekeeper, who is constantly butting heads with Benson. But he does have an ally in Marcy, the governor's secretary, and he is like a second father to the governor's daughter, Katie. As Benson arrives, besides trying to put the mansion in order as far as housekeeping, he becomes involved in one of the government issues when the governor's daughter is upset that her father is killing beavers. Actually, they're working out a plan to relocate the beavers in order to build an industrial complex. After a very touching and heartwarming conversation with the governor, Benson realizes that he is a good, honest man who is just over his head. Benson, who is a very intelligent man, devises a plan to save the beavers and still build the industrial complex. Letting the governor take credit for the plan, he saves the governor's relationship with his daughter and becomes the governor's friend and helper. As time moves on, Benson grows ever closer to the family and will be more and more involved in the state's business. And here's the thing. The state of which Gatling is governor remained unidentified throughout the series.
Okay. I was going to ask you that because they make jabs at other states.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but what state are we in?
Soap was situated in Connecticut.
Okay.
And later on, when there's an election, the seal of the state of New York is visible. And so
we think it's New York.
Yeah, but it kind of don't matter, does
it? Right. No. Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about the characters and the actors who played them. I just like to pick out from their IMDb any interesting facts about them or interesting shows they played in. Obviously, first is Benson Dubois, the character played by Robert Guillaume. He's got 110 acting credits, which is very impressive.
He's still alive?
No.
Oh.
He died in 2016.
Okay.
No. What year did he die? I'll tell you later. I got it written down. He is the first Black actor to win the Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series and Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. And as of 2016, he was the only Black actor to win both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he won those for Soap or for Benson?
I think he won one for Soap and one for Benson.
Okay.
Obviously, Soap was supporting actor and then Benson
was lead.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. The next character is Governor Eugene X. Gatling. I don't know about that X.
No.
The actor is James Noble. He's got 67 credits. You're not going to know this. He played Bo Derek's father in the 1979 movie 10. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
You ever saw the iconic movie of the girl running down the beach with the cornrows in her hair and they flap?
Yes.
And she's obviously very
well endowed.
Yeah. And that became like this big thing. He played her father in the movie. And he also played on my favorite soap opera of all time.
General Hospital.
No.
All My Children.
No.
Oh, don't tell me. It's the one.
I cried.
I know.
When
I know.
It ended.
Another World.
Another World.
I was going to get it at some point.
When I'm with you, you take me away to another world.
Sorry about your ears, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I think that was a treat for everyone. Okay. The next character is Miss Gretchen Krause. I'll have a lot to say about her later.
Yep.
Played by
too.
Inger Swenson. 46 acting credits. On Bonanza, she played Ben Cartwright's second wife, Inger, in 2 episodes. And her character is the mother of Hoss Cartwright. That means nothing to you.
Nope.
But to Bonanza, old TV fans.
Papa used to watch.
You watched that with your papa. Now, the governor's daughter, Katie Gatlin, was played by Missy Gold. She has 18 credits. Not a lot of acting.
Not much after, yeah.
Yeah. She graduated from Georgetown University, earned a PhD from the California School of Professional Psychology. And she is the sister of Tracy Gold, who played Carol Seaver on Growing Pains.
Okay. It makes sense that she didn't do much after. She wasn't very good of an actress. I mean, she was young, but not much promise there.
Yeah.
She's sweet. I liked
her. So was Dakota Fanning, and she was phenomenal at that age.
So exactly.
And then John Taylor, chief of staff, was played by David Hedison, 94 acting credits, in the original 1958 movie The Fly. He was the fly.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you'd remember that. But he also played Spencer Harrison on my favorite soap opera of all time.
Another World. I was like, it's Another World?
Yeah.
Wow.
But here's something interesting. Old David Hedison was only in this episode, the pilot episode. When it was picked up and went to series, the character was played by an actor named Louis J. Stadlin for 1 season. Then in season 2, that character went away and he was replaced with a character named Clayton Endicott III, played by Rene Ombergenis, who played it out for the rest of the series. He's more popular known for the show, but he wasn't in this episode.
Okay.
And he has 230 acting credits.
Wow.
Yeah. So there we go. So we watched season 1, episode 1. Brilliantly titled Pilot.
When I put the episode on, I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, is she having me watch season 1, episode 1? And then I saw the title was Pilot. I said, all right.
Yeah.
I know exactly where I am.
Yeah. It aired September 13th, 1979. Eden, who was president? Okay, but who was president in 1979?
Jimmy Carter.
Yes!
Okay.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Okay, wow, that's impressive, especially if you know what happened a few years ago. I had Eden list all the presidents that she knew of, and there was a President Sullivan in there.
President Sullivan, and there was a President Jimmy Nixon.
Little Jimmy Nixon. And also, Eden, Hawaii is not in the Caribbean.
No. For all of you guys at home, Hawaii is not off the coast of Florida.
What?
One time they also had me draw a world map.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That went about as well as naming the presidents. So anything tropical is south of Florida. What's it doing all the way over there by California?
That was very funny. I'm like, Eden, you really think that's where Hawaii is?
Geography, not my strong suit. I'll meet people from states like with work and I'm like, oh, where are you from? And they're like, oh, I'm from whatever they name a state. I'm like, I'm going to have you point that one out to me. I've heard of it.
I'm from Minnesota. Oh, it's really warm down there, isn't it?
Nice this time of year, ain't it?
Okay. So we're going to talk about this episode, but you guys, we've got a little format change. We're not going to do blow by blow, scene by scene. We just told you what happens in the episode. Benson arrives there. But then we're just going to talk about our favorite scenes and what we think of the characters and just a little different approach here. And let us know on Facebook if you like it. So Benson shows up at the governor's mansion. My first impression when I saw the house, I thought it looked like the house from Fresh Prince.
It does.
Did you think that?
The outside. I didn't think it, but now that you say it, it absolutely does.
Well, I went
just with the curved front.
I went to the trusty Googles.
Is it the same house?
And found out. And it said, no, it was not the house used in Fresh Prince. But many people think it is, because a simple look at the two facades shows that they are vastly different architecture, despite having similar footprints.
Curve, yeah, shape, I guess, shape, yeah, and size. Yeah.
So let's talk about our impressions of the characters. We'll start with Benson.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. I mean, what you gonna say?
Him. What's not to like? He's hilarious. I just think his facial expressions are funny. He just is so dry.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some points when he makes a joke and you could tell he starts to laugh, like, yeah, they didn't cut it out, but yeah, he's just funny. I mean, yeah, he's just generally likable.
Great. Yeah.
In on the joke, just is funny.
Yeah. And the character Benson obviously is the smartest one in the room in every room he's in on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it's just great. I love the character. The head housekeeper, Gretchen Krause. Oh man. I have a feeling. I think she's supposed to be funny.
No.
I'm like, it's overdone. It's overdone with the German accent, with the of course, Hushin fashion.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not funny. That's, I just don't think it's funny.
That's what I thought. I didn't know if she was supposed to be comic relief, but yeah, scenes with her in it, I just didn't find funny at all. Like the whole leftover scene. I was
leftovers. Like, Joan Crawford does no wire hangers.
Right, and like no plastic wrap. And like, I understand the sentiment. Like, this is the governor's mansion. We don't eat leftovers. Like, that's not the message we're sending. But like, that just wasn't very funny in the context of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was not funny to me.
Okay. I didn't think so either. I was wondering.
No.
I think she was supposed to be funny.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I kept thinking, okay, this is the pilot. Like, they'll probably develop this character more and develop the relationship between Benson and her more. So I gave it a pass because it was the pilot, but I definitely was like, all right, I've had enough of her storyline. Like, get her out of here.
Yeah.
I much preferred Benson's interaction with Katie and the governor.
And the governor.
And those sides of things.
Now,
and the secretary as well.
Okay. Marcy, the secretary, she's next.
Yes.
I think she was wallpaper. I'm
wallpaper.
Like, okay, at the end, she got a little more interesting because is she a slut?
Yeah. Yeah, go Marcy. Get it, Marcy. I'm like,
well, this makes her a little more
interesting.
All right,
Marcy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We need to clarify why I thought she was a slut at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because she talked about meeting up with a guy the day before and they had dinner, but it turned into breakfast and lunch or something. Like,
right,
she spent all this time with him. And he's an engineer who Benson needed some help with.
Right. She mentioned, like, I can't believe you're going to make me call him. Like, I guess she's trying to play like hard to get. He's going to call first.
Right. And so we're building a relationship here.
Right. I meet this great guy. We're going to have this relationship. I don't want to call him first. You're going to make me ruin it. She calls him. He doesn't know who she is. She says, hey, it's Marcy. And I assume he says, Marcy who? She's like, you know, tall, brunette. So he does not know her. Yes. And Marcy seems to be
sleeping around,
but also a little silly because she thought that they were starting a relationship and he was not.
He was playing. Yeah. She was getting played. But otherwise wallpaper.
Wallpaper. Yes. But dressed beautifully. She just has picture this if you're at home. She just had one of those silhouettes. Just so thin. And she had that fabric on that y'all used to wear back in the 70s. Just not linen.
Well, I got a thing for linen.
How much you love linen.
Eden knows I love linen.
No, it wasn't linen. It was just a very like silky. Everything just like draped and flowed over. I thought she was beautiful. In the beginning, a little blah. But then like you said, towards the end, she got like, a little bit more spicy. I'm like, all right, girl. All right. Yeah.
To let y'all know about the linen thing. I've been writing a book for 30 years.
And in another 30 years, you can maybe buy it.
I've written two nonfiction books, but this is my first work of fiction. But Eden and my best friend are in a little book club where we read chapter by chapter. They're helping me finish it by guiding me with the story. And Eden thinks it's overly laden with linen.
Linen. There was, I'm not kidding
linen
you guys.
Linen tablecloths, linen napkins,
there
linen
was
skirts.
One chapter where there was linen drapes, linen napkins tucked into... linen tablecloths, and she was wearing a linen skirt and linen gloves, and he was wearing a linen tie. I was like, okay, we get it. We're in the South and it's summer and it's hot, but not everybody's draped in linen. She loves it.
I love linen. Okay. Then Katie, the daughter, is mm-hmm. the next character. We're switching back now to mm-hmm. Benson.
Yes, we're back at Benson.
Katie, the daughter, who is not the exiled princess of Amsterdam as she first introduces herself.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I want to say about her, I'm not going to besmirch the poor child's acting that I think you're going to do, but I found the character, her character and Benson's characters just sweet. You could tell they're going to bond. Mm-hmm. It's like a father-daughter kind of thing. And here's something very sweet that the actors, mm-hmm. Missy Gold and Robert Guillaume, who played Benson, stayed close until his death in 2017.
I love that. Oh, yeah. That's so sweet. No, I will not fault her acting. I get that she was young.
So was Dakota Fanning.
The first.
When she made, what was that awesome movie she was in?
Oh.
With Robert De Niro.
Charlie.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Oh, fantastic. I keep mentioning Dakota Fanning because I just think she's such a great child actor compared to this little girl.
Correct.
Who do you think is a great like child actor? Like in your time or whatever.
I definitely think Hilary Duff was the first one that came to my mind, but I was like, I don't know. The roles that I remember her from, she was a little bit older than what I would call a child actor.
Right.
But the second one that came to mind that I think a little bit more is Lindsay Lohan. Just in Parent Trap and just
and that was a tough
things
role.
Of her youth. Yes.
She was playing two different characters and playing off herself. You
what?
Do you know what Lindsay Lohan played in? One of her earliest roles?
Not Benson.
My favorite soap opera of all time.
No, Shut Up, Another World.
Yes.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
I was going to say Haley Mills.
Okay.
Because she was in the original Parent Trap and had to do the same thing. So I'm like, well, Lindsay Lohan did that too.
And she was fantastic in that because I always think, I don't know how you mm-hmm. can, you know, react to yourself or nothing or.
Yeah.
Very, good. Very skilled.
She learned those skills on Another World.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. Greatest soap opera.
I bet. Riveting television there.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway.
I digress.
Katie, I will say the first introduction where she's pretending to be the whatever, she seemed annoying to me at first. But then as we got to see her interactions with Benson and she's got an absolute id for a father, I was like, oh, she's sweet. She's funny.
Yeah.
She's feisty as all get out. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed her a lot. Okay. The only character I really didn't like was the housekeeper.
Yeah.
I liked Katie just fine.
Now, neither one of us like Miss Krause, but I think I found a way to make Miss Krause more appealing.
Okay.
Imagine this.
Mm-hmm.
Gretchen Krause wrapped in linen.
Exactly. If only she had been wearing linen.
It makes everything better.
I know you'd have loved her.
Everything's better with linen.
Everything's better wrapped in linen. No, and I didn't particularly dislike her. I just, her storyline was a bit much, but maybe she'll soften.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, the governor, this poor man, he like ran a paper mill, and then they came to him and said, you have to help out and run for governor.
I want to know who they are.
We need an honest man. I don't know.
The people?
Yeah, he was just a regular man. So they actually, he didn't think he'd win, but he won. He doesn't know what he's doing, you can tell. But you could tell he wants to do the right thing.
In the beginning of the episode, when we first got an introduction to him, I was like, this man is an idiot. Like, is the whole show going to be the running joke that this man's an idiot? And then I was like, oh, once we got the scene where he's talking to Benson and telling him his history about how he's an honest man, but he's in over his head. And when they have that heartfelt moment, when he says, but always fear, I'm always scared.
I'm always afraid.
I'm like, oh my gosh, now I love him.
I loved it.
I know. I was like, wait, you're not an idiot. You're so sweet. Yes. You're just scared.
And I think that moment forms a lot that's going to happen on this show. Mm-hmm. I can see it coming. We saw it in this episode. Benson is going to help him. Mm-hmm. Benson is there to.
I wrote, Benson's becoming the governor, essentially. Well, he's going to.
Pulling strength behind the scenes.
Exactly.
He saved him in this episode. And it was great.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
And everything was touching. And the whole conversation that Benson was having at the end, all I could think about was those Oreos they were eating, because I'm on a diet and I gave up all sweets, and they had a big plate of Oreos in front of them.
Dang.
You saw the Oreos they were eating?
I saw an Oreo or two. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Didn't affect me. I ain't on no diet.
I'm trying.
I had Girl Scout cookies for breakfast.
Ooh, which ones?
I had two of the, they're not Samoas anymore, Caramel Delights, lemonades or whatever.
Oh, man.
Refrigerated lemonade.
Lemon cookies in a refrigerator is everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next man is the chief of staff, John Taylor.
What a jerk. Yeah, I didn't like a single thing about him.
He was awful to Benson.
Yeah, not nice.
Yeah,
not nice.
I didn't like him at all.
Nope.
Okay. So, that's all the main characters. Let's talk about our favorite scenes.
I have a few.
There were some that were really funny.
Hilarious. I cracked up.
Yeah.
So first, the first one that made me crack up, I know it's by the way you're laughing, I know it's the one I'm thinking of, when they think he's the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Well,
the governor.
Well, when he first walks in, Marcy says, oh, you must be Benson. And he goes, oh, you know me? And she goes, well, the only other black guest we have scheduled this week is the Reverend Jesse Jackson. And everybody knows what he looks like. So when she takes him in to meet the governor, she says, governor, this is. And he goes,
anywhere, Reverend.
This man needs no introduction. I'd know the Reverend Jesse Jackson anywhere.
I busted out laughing. I was not expecting that.
So Marcy says, no, governor, this is Benson. And he says, Reverend Benson Jackson?
Reverend Benson Jackson. Truly. And that was the first introduction to the governor. So I'm like, oh, no. Like,
and right then and there, Benson turns to Marcy and says, are you sure
he's the governor? Exactly. Yeah, because Benson does not hold back, mm-hmm. but he's just so dry.
Yeah.
And like, he's not offended. He's not. He's just like, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Marcy says, no, this is Benson from your cousin Jessica's family. And the governor says,
we're related. Which again, like, they are playing into the, like, this is not just a man who's overwhelmed with being governor. This is a man who's a little silly.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe it's the overwhelmingness of being the governor that has just made him lose his senses in other ways.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
So the governor tells the chief of staff, Benson is here to help me. And Benson says, well, I think he's beyond that.
Benson's comments, like, under his breath the whole time.
Oh,
were,
my gosh.
When he says, you think I'm a bad governor. And he says, I've not seen that. And he said, but you think I'm an idiot. He says, that I've seen. Like, because he just doesn't hold
and
back.
The thing is, those are funny lines.
Yes.
They're written. Whoever wrote this, Susan mm-hmm. Harris, bravo. Great. But you got to say them like
his delivery.
Them.
Yeah.
His delivery nails it. Every time.
Yeah, because exactly when he's saying that to the governor, but it's not rude. It's just like a matter of fact, like, you'd agree that you were being silly earlier. Like, he's never like mean about it. He's just so dry and matter of fact, but funny. But not
really
mean.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the delivery, and he does it fantastically.
Those were some LOL moments.
Okay. And then there's another really funny scene. The governor and Benson go alone into his study to talk, and the governor tells Benson about the death of his dear wife.
Oh, I did not laugh out loud at that at all.
You didn't laugh at that?
No.
Oh my gosh. Another, it was Benson's way of reacting.
Like the his governor reactions says, were funny.
The governor says, the death of my dear wife. And Benson says, oh, how did she die or something? He says, and the governor says she was killed.
He just says horses.
She was killed by horses.
Killed by horses.
And Benson says trampled. And the governor says, no, eaten. And Benson says, your wife was eaten by horses. He said, we were going to a costume party at the country club. And she was going as the Sugar Plum Fairy. And her costume was made of all sugar cubes. They ate her. And the Benson goes over to Marcy and says, can you call me a cab?
Like that situation, I didn't laugh out loud at because I was just confused because I was like, okay, like clearly him thinking he's the Reverend Jesse Jackson, maybe.
Yeah.
This story just doesn't even seem plausible. Like, I'm just like, this is just silly, stupid.
Well, yeah, but it's sitcoms. Come on.
To be eaten by a horse? I didn't find that even.
If you dressed
even
up
in
like
sitcom
a big
world. No, and then they just went with it. I was like, okay, I guess this is what we're going with.
Yeah. To me, those were the standout scenes. You have any other standout scenes?
We already talked a little bit about the scene with Benson and the governor in the kitchen.
Yes.
When the governor admits, I'm just scared. I don't know what I'm doing. My daughter thinks I'm a failure. I feel like I'm a failure. I don't know what I'm doing. I loved that scene because it made the silliness real. Like even like the funny, the jokes, everything that we've gotten to up until this point. It brought it and made it like, okay, I really want to see more of this because I now connect not only with Benson like I did on Soap, and now I'm connected with the governor because I feel bad for him and I'm connected with the daughter. This felt more to me like something you would continue to watch because it was more than just a silly, funny show.
Let's talk about great writing. In the beginning, it's like, this guy's idiot. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. It changed.
Totally.
It changed the way you looked at him. It changed the way Benson looked at him.
Mm-hmm. It changed the whole tone of the show to
everything.
Me. Because like I said, it went from just a regular, oh, haha, this show's funny enough to watch weekly because it gives me a couple chuckles, to, wow, I feel connected to them. Yeah. So that scene, and then at the very end, just when Benson is talking to Katie, the daughter, she's upset at first, and he says something totally not comforting, and she said, thanks. You work with a lot of depressed people. Like, her delivery is also very funny.
Yeah.
But in that scene, you can also really tell how close they've become in a week because she doesn't want him to leave. He doesn't want to leave her. You know, she gives him a big old hug and a kiss on the cheek. You can just see the connection that they already have. So it makes you want to watch and see kind of where it goes from there.
And there were Oreos on the table that I mentioned.
And more importantly.
And I think they might have been double stuffed Oreos. Cookies.
They were not double stuffed Oreos in 1979.
There was Oreos in 1979.
No. I just don't know if that was specifically Oreos.
Oh.
But I have not been on a diet, so I didn't really study them. I don't know. It sounds like you
zoomed
in.
Those cookies were standing out to me.
Sounds like you zoomed in.
When I haven't had a sweet in 2 months, I'm like, ugh. Okay. So that's it for your scenes?
That's it for my standout scenes. Yeah, those were the good ones to me.
Okay, some overall thoughts. I thought, first of all, you know, he was very confused at first, so I was very confused. When he got there, it seemed like he didn't know what he was supposed to be doing there. Like, he didn't know. He kept asking and nobody knew.
I didn't at first. I thought, is Benson a housekeeper? What is he?
So his title was head of household.
Gotcha.
Not from the show. We didn't learn that from the show. I learned it from the Benson Wikipedia page.
Gotcha.
Thank you very much, Wiki, because the show did not tell us. And you know what I was thinking when the governor was talking about the beavers? He said something about, why can't I be governor of Idaho?
Kill a potato.
You kill a potato and nobody cares. And I wonder, you mentioned Idaho, it's potatoes. When people say Louisiana, I wonder what we're known for.
Alcohol, Mardi Gras, or crawfish. Well, I just know from working in a job where I travel and I meet people and I say I'm from Louisiana, they're all like, oh, Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that must be so much fun. Like, oh, the parties is what we're known
Big
for.
Big party.
Like, that must be so much fun. I'm like, I guess I've been here my whole life. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm kind of sick of Mardi Gras at this
I
point.
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay.
You get that mint you're sucking on, I know.
It's gone.
I don't know why you got to have one of those in your mouth the whole time. I just hear I'm like, pipe down over there. I'm trying to podcast here.
That means my microphones work really well. And you know what you have against the mint in my mouth is that you hate my mints. Every time you walk by, you go,
like,
I don't like those mints. And you know what else you don't like? My banana bread. We won't go there.
Okay, we are getting so off topic. First of all, let me defend myself.
What?
I do not like the mints. For all those at home, it's the round
lifesavers
with the hole in the middle, mm-hmm. the white ones, peppermint flavored. I think those are too strong. They're too big. They're just not my mint. If I'm going for a mint, I'm going for the Brock's, the red and white striped or the green and white striped, preferably the green and white striped. But it's a milder mint. It's a softer mint. It's a sweeter, more sugary mint. That's what I'm looking for. Okay. Point two, you always sucking on them mints on the podcast. I don't know why.
I like my mints.
Anywho. I also do like her banana bread. For some reason, she thought she remembered me saying I do not like her banana bread, but
and now
I do.
It's a joke.
And now it's a joke. But I do like her banana bread. It's very good.
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's.
Can you see how this show was a good idea and why it lasted for 7 years?
I can. When you told me it lasted 7 years, that made sense to me because, like I said, because we got more depth to the story than just this is like a little silly, funny sitcom, I can see why it lasted longer.
I thought, for the most part, great characters,
mm-hmm.
great setup. There are so many places you can go with this.
Mm-hmm.
And the dynamic, like we said, between Benson and the governor,
mm-hmm.
the dynamic between Benson and the daughter. I hope the thing with Gretchen Krause, the housekeeper, mm-hmm. gets better because I think that's supposed to be a thing. It's just not hitting right now.
Right.
Now, I read that the writers, when they decided to spin Benson off, the Benson character was softened a bit after the spinoff. On soap, he was a little grouchier.
Mm-hmm.
He had an off-color sense of humor and was a little more outspoken. On Benson, he was more affable and low-key. Susan Harris, the producer, was trying to make him palatable for mass audiences since he was the main character of the show and not a supporting player.
Mm-hmm.
But Robert Guillaume has said in interviews that he liked Benson on soap better than Benson on Benson. What are your thoughts on this change in character? Because I didn't even notice a change.
I can kind of see it. I think he still was himself, but now that you say that, it kind of, maybe a little bit, he was softened. And I understand that sentiment. Definitely, if he's the lead character, you can't have him just walking around being rude to everybody, making snarky jokes. But yeah, no, a very, very faint difference just based off of the pilot. But I'd probably have to watch more to see a full difference for
right,
sure.
Right. Now, rating. IMDb gave this a 7.8.
This episode?
Uh-huh. Out of 10.
Okay.
What say you?
I'll say a 9 out of 10, and it only gets docked that one full point for the horse scene.
Okay, I gave it a 9.5.
Okay.
I really liked it. It was just great.
It was good.
The humor was great, but there was also heartfelt moments. Mm-hmm. There was, like we said, like we took this journey with, I don't know, I loved the way it was written. I just loved everything mm-hmm. about it. I can't say I enough about it.
Yeah.
You know... We're going to go ahead and do this because, you know, it's one of the things we always do.
Oh, I can't wait. What are we going to do?
Favorite character.
Oh. Well, let me think. Let me think.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously Benson. Yeah. Yeah, it's
hands
Benson.
Down. That character is great.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
You know, yeah.
Side note, I did kind of think that Mrs. Krause looked like Taylor Swift. 100%.
Oh, you out of what?
If you go back and watch it,
I'll
Taylor
have to put
Swift
it side
in 1979 as an older German housekeeper, not Taylor Swift on stage at the Eras Tour. But yeah, she had the looks of Taylor Swift, like her nose, her chin. I was like, oh, she looks like Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. In that episode.
I am nearly speechless.
In that episode. Now, obviously, she's not going to be dressed up like this. She's dressed like a housekeeper.
I would like
but
for
she
you
did,
to make a side-by-side for me.
Okay.
That I can put on our Facebook page for
I
people.
I will do that.
Because I'm not seeing it at all. Convince me. Make me believe.
I will.
I challenge you.
Her name was Inga Swenson?
Inga Swenson.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
I will
make
do that
me
for
believe
you.
It.
Oh, 100% right here for sure.
Oh my God. Okay. We're gonna put it on the Facebook page, everybody. Weigh in.
Now, and I'm just saying, in this episode alone, and a couple of facial expressions she made. So I'll have to find the exact moments, but allow me to do my side by side and go to the Facebook page and you will see.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can't wait because I'm not seeing it all. Okay. What is your favorite moment of the show?
My favorite moment was definitely the heartfelt moment in the kitchen between the governor and Benson. Mm-hmm. That's where the show really went to a different level for me. I was like, oh, okay.
I thought I was just going to laugh. I didn't think I was going to feel this.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're not just a big old idiot. You like, you want to do good for the people and you just feel scared. I thought that was a very vulnerable moment, especially to me for 1979, because I feel like in 1979, it was less common and popular for men, especially in powerful positions such as governor, to admit that they were afraid at every point of the day. And I was like, wow, that's cool that they're showing that. I mean, obviously he's not really the governor of anything, but I thought that that was a cool angle to take back then.
Yeah.
And because they very easily could have just portrayed him as dumb, but they gave him that vulnerability, which I liked.
Yeah.
Thought it was sweet.
I like that too. So I'm going to go on to some trivia. Is there anything else about the episode or the characters or anything you want to say?
No, I'm looking through. I do think that the secretary is going to end up being a little bit floozy because I got vibes that she was flirting with Benson in the first scene when he walked in.
Okay.
So I was like, I even wrote that right when we saw her. I said, does she flirt with Benson? And then later we see that she's flirting with a lot more than Benson. But no, that's it. That's all my notes, all my points.
Okay. Okay, so I got some trivia.
Okay.
This show, Benson, marked the acting debut of a then unknown young comedian named Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow. Shout out, we said it. Wow. What episode? When?
He played Frankie, a delivery boy and an unsuccessful comedian. But after three episode appearances, he arrived for work one morning and found that there was no script waiting for him. He asked why, and he was told, because you're fired.
Jerry Seinfeld was fired.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld was fired. He was in three episodes. I don't know which ones, but that was his first.
I'm going to have to look those up.
Yeah. The governor's daughter, Katie, was modeled after the then first daughter, Amy Carter.
Okay.
And I can see that. She was a feisty little thing, Amy Carter.
Interesting.
Yeah. The exterior shot used for the governor's mansion was a private mansion in Pasadena, California. Located at 1365 South Oakland in Pasadena. If anybody wants to Google map it and see it, it's apparently still standing. Benson ran for 7 seasons to Soap's 4. But while Benson only got average notices, Soap is routinely called one of the best shows ever made. Benson never cracked the top 30 in the Nielsen ratings, whereas Soap did 3 years in a row.
Wow.
And I think Benson was a far superior show.
I've only seen one episode of each, but I would agree. I think Benson was better so far.
Benson's ratings were always solid enough to keep it on the air for 7 years, but they were never spectacular. Benson works his way up the ladder during the series, going from the head of household affairs to the state budget director, and eventually is elevated to the position of lieutenant governor.
Wow.
At the series final episode, Benson and Gatling run against each other for governor.
Who wins?
It says the final episode, they had the Benson and the governor's relationship is strained due to the race and them running against each other. But they make peace with each other and they watch the tight election results together on television. As the broadcaster begins to announce that a winner is being projected, the episode ends on a freeze frame of Benson and Governor Gatlin. So it left the series with an unresolved cliffhanger.
Yuck.
Now,
I hate that.
In 2007, the executive producer of the show said that the season ended on a cliffhanger at the request of the network. The show was canceled after the cliffhanger had already aired. But the producer indicated that if the show had been renewed for another season, Gatling would have won the election, re-election for governor, and Benson would have become a United States Senator.
Okay. So somewhat of a tie-up if it had happened.
Yeah, but that was in 2007.
They told you the plan.
I mean, from 1986 to 2007, right. They were hanging for a long time.
Yeah, it left me hanging, wondering.
That's a long time to hang. But anybody out there, just cleared it up for you. You're welcome.
Yeah, don't worry anymore.
Yeah. That's all I have. There were no spinoffs. There were no reboots. And there better not be. I do not think any other actor should ever play that role.
I would agree.
But him. But Robert Guillaume. He was fantastic.
I agree.
So any closing thoughts, Eden? Or
no. Sweet little show. I hadn't said that yet.
That's a sweet, sweet little show.
But I kind of didn't feel that about this because it gave me more than that.
More than sweet.
That, Brady Bunch, Eight is Enough. Those are all sweet little shows.
Yeah.
This one's a good show.
And you know, you guys, Eden, you know, is our resident Brady Bunch fan.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 1 week shy of meeting Marsha Brady. She just missed her. Let me tell you, it was something.
There's never been devastation like this. I went to a filming of a show about roller skating. We won't get into that. But I was an extra in the set on a roller skating show. And the guest judge the week before I went was Maureen McCormick, better known as Marsha Brady. And when they told me that I had just missed Marsha Brady, I was very upset.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you got Debbie Gibson.
Maureen, if you're out there listening, I want to meet you.
Call me. Hit me Call up, Maureen. Me.
Yeah. Well, I did get Debbie Gibson, which was good. So that was cool. And Joanna Gaines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. I have enjoyed this.
Me too.
It was fun. It was nice just kicking back.
See you in another 6 months.
No. I don't think you're getting all that easy. I don't know. It might be. I got other folks lined up here. We got other stuff.
But, sounds good. All right.
Thank you so much, Eden.
You're welcome. Anytime. Stay tuned on the Facebook page to find my side-by-side of Mrs. Krause and Taylor Swift. You're going to be shocked.
You will all learn that Eden
has bad eyesight.
I don't know. It's going to take a lot.
Yeah.
Because it may be the most eagerly awaited Facebook post in old TV with a new twist history.
That's true.
Thank you for that, Eden.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm here for the engagement.
Say bye.
Bye.
This is Michelle, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Old TV with a New Twist. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on Spotify or on your Apple Podcast app. And join our Facebook group, Old TV with a New Twist Podcast Group, and tell us what you'd like to hear us talk about, and we'll keep you informed of what's to come. We'll be back next month with a whole new episode of Old TV with a New Twist.